Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High. Yes, thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. The Most High has told me the words that I speak to you tonight are very precious, but they are only for the most humble. Yes, my brothers and sisters, only for the most humble and diligent soul. The most humble, my brothers and sisters, and diligent soul. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, many are the truths that the rulers of this earth would never tell. So it was prophesied in advance. That rather that you be caught off guard. My brothers and sisters, I don't call this show Hidden Gospel Revealed without a reason. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I dare to say that we must understand. I said we must understand the purpose for which man was made. And in discerning that purpose, my brothers and sisters, it should not be so difficult to understand something that most have refused to understand. And that is the truth, my brothers and sisters, that in this world, your leaders, as evidenced by the multitude of their divisions, have not, I repeat, have not preached to you what indeed is the truth of the gospel. Think about it. The gospel was sent forth, my brothers and sisters, to help man complete his purpose. Man was created, I said man was created to harmonize exclusively after the thought of his creator. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Man was created to harmonize exclusively after the thoughts of his creator. Or dare men say that man was created, my brothers and sisters, to argue and contend in irrationality against the thoughts of Yah. My brothers and sisters, man was created, as I said before, to commune with his creator, to reason as one. And what that means, my brothers and sisters, is something that many might not consider, but it's quite shocking. Since the gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters, went forth for that self-same purpose, to harmonize all the minds of men as one. Why, my brothers and sisters, that men might be delivered from all misconceit, that men might be delivered from all irrationality, But without question, my brothers and sisters, since man was created to harmonize after the thoughts of his creator, the truth of the matter is that even an errant thought, let me repeat that, the truth of the matter is that even an errant thought can lock one's soul to be counted invalid, invalid. My brothers and sisters, never to be ratified, never to be confirmed, never to be sealed against the wrath of Yah, never to be confirmed worthy unto entrance into his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, the salvation of man rests in the awakening of his mind, heart, and soul beyond all rebelliousness against reason. The salvation of man, my brothers and sisters, rests in realizing the fact that every lie a man believes can be an obstacle against him. Yes, every lie man believes can be an obstacle, my brothers and sisters, against the raising of his conscience to discern the greater truth that must, my brothers and sisters, be a reflection of what it means, according to the scriptures, that we must grow in the grace and the knowledge of Yah. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Matthew 5:14-24, we understand it. Since we ought to be a light to a wavering world, an invariant light, pure perfect truth to a wavering world. My brothers and sisters, understand what it means in Zephaniah 3:13 when he says his people will speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue among them. His people will all speak his name with one consent. Read, my brothers and sisters, 2:15-3 and 3:13. Zephaniah, and understand. My brothers and sisters, do men really believe the Most High is going to accept the indiligent mind incapable of reason? The scripture says, come, let us reason together. We must all learn, my brothers and sisters, according to the fullness of what the gospel is, unto a pure and perfect standard. We be counted worthy, my brothers and sisters, that we might prove that we would reason, seek the Most High, whenever there are, if there ever were or ever will be divisions among us. We are compelled, my brothers and sisters, realizing that Yah is one and that Israel, all his people, must also be one. That the inheritance of this world, my brothers and sisters, I said the inheritance of the land, is not, my brothers and sisters, unto a people rebellious. For without question, my brothers and sisters, man, any time he was tricked and became rebellious against the will of Yah, he was kicked off the land. Consider the garden. Consider, my brothers and sisters, what Israel was told to enter into the land, the promised land. And the souls becoming anyway rebellious against the first command of all. Then we're taken off the land. Do we dare to think that the rebellious mind that we learned among the nations seeking to uphold their variant ideals, do we dare to think, my brothers and sisters, that be worthy to enter again? Not according to what I've seen in the scriptures. My brothers and sisters, not according to what I've seen in the scriptures at all. Your leaders have lied to you. Think about it. After all these various allegiances, men seeking to call themselves wise after these differences. Do you dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, this has been the result of a love for Yah, seeking him with all the mind, heart, soul, and might? Or have they, my brothers and sisters? Yes, they have. They've been the result of man's rebelliousness against the will of Yah, forming many contentious divisions, none of which the Most High, my brothers and sisters, can be truly before Yah acceptable. It's time we understand. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand. Your rulers so as to defend their continual warfare. My brothers and sisters, shall they be compelled by false rulers continually to gather to war after fallen standards against the only hope of peace? Discern that the word for peace in Hebrew relates to the concept of seeking his perfect will. Abraham was told if he walked according to the perfect will of Yah, he shall inherit the land. My brothers and sisters, Think about it. The earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Shall men inherit the land, my brothers and sisters, everyone after some divisive misallegiance? My brothers and sisters, I would tell you that those who inherit the land must realize that no one has the right to rule. No one has the right to inherit the land who would not be true to the law of the Most High that is to be operated true to upon it. I repeat, Abraham was told if he walked up the perfect will of Yah that his children, his spiritual children, would inherit the land. So me and my brothers and sisters walk after a multitude of varying ideas and say they have a right to divide up the lands, to control the minds of the people upon it. My brothers and sisters, the whole purpose of the gospel is to cause all minds to be harmonized unto the will of Yah. The entire purpose of the gospel, my brothers and sisters, redeem all minds unto the will of the Most High and all the lands in the whole world, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of one. If your leaders did not tell you this, my brothers and sisters, realize what they have done. If they could blind you against discerning the purpose of the Most High, they could have compelled many of my brothers and sisters to go to war and give all the energies they have in allegiances to systems that could never complete nor perfect their conscience as worthy unto the holy kingdom in which there shall, they get my point. This is what the scripture says. The people shall speak no lies, do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue found in their mouth. My brothers and sisters, we're talking about a people whose thoughts have been disciplined to reason, to understand what is wise. And my brothers and sisters, realize that the multitude of variant standards we see in this world are not the result of men functioning after the Holy Spirit, pure after the thoughts of the Most High, for no errant thought, my brothers and sisters, shall be sealed, confirmed, ratified as worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. Scripture says we should be careful to watch out against what the scripture calls a reprobate or undisciplined mind. The undisciplined mind, my brothers and sisters, refuses to reason completely. What the scripture say, come let us reason together. And though your sins be like scarlet, they should be white like wool. But if you rebel, if you listen, you take the good of the land. But if you rebel, be cut off by the sword, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken. What is the scripture saying? But that we must all reason after one mind. 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, one understanding, no divisions among us. 1 Corinthians 3 says there's strife and divisions and envyings among us. Contentions among us. We're functioning as carnal and not spiritual men. If we talk about the idea about how we're under variant different rulerships, rather than recognize the rule of one. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, we're still functioning as carnal men because Yah is one. He does not declare a different testimony to different institutions. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand what it meant when Messiah said, all power from on high. The power to rule over all nations after the rule of the Most High has been given unto him. He said, go forth and therefore teach all nations that they must be converted. They must be baptized. They must be washed of all impure thinking and thoughts. Fully, my brothers and sisters, to give honor unto the one Most High. Did he say, my brothers and sisters, that anything else would be allowed? Think about it. The book of Jacob, he says, but though we be scattered among the nations, our faith, how about faithfulness unto the will of one, must bring forth a perfect work, a pure and perfect mind, my brothers and sisters, reformed, renewed, my brothers and sisters, after that which the Most High declared from the beginning. So if any man seek anything less, being double-minded, Scripture says, not worthy to receive anything, certainly not the salvation of Yah, certainly not the tutelage and teaching that will come from him. 1:17 tells us, the same book of Jacob they call James. The gift of the Most High is, hear me, my brothers and sisters, and the gift that comes from the Most High, the grace of Yah comes from the Most High, the teaching that comes from the Most High, as after one who is the father of light, in whom there's no variableness or shadow of changing, he will not have his name to be defiled. I repeat, he will not have his name to be defiled after the thoughts of another. Blessed are they who will understand this, and we realize we must surely seek the absolute, pure, perfect discipline of the Most High, being thankful for that opportunity, realizing there's no other salvation. Messiah said, the scripture says, Messiah will come according to Isaiah 48:22, say there's no peace to the lawless, no peace to the wicked, no peace to them, my brothers and sisters, to the rebellious mind. How is it men have believed Messiah will come to sanction, my brothers and sisters, the unrighteous and the irrational thoughts of men? Rather, my brothers and sisters, you should thank the Most High of them for the opportunity to be disciplined, to receive of his law beyond all the false rule, the flaw, the false law. That is the variant misrule of men, because he will claim this world again unto himself, for his people will be true to his mind and thoughts, who will believe, hear, and honor him. You know, I think it's pretty amazing. Men have been tricked by their rulers. I said men have been tricked by their rulers to defend all manner of warfare against the one holy and pure way of peace. Men have been tricked, my brothers and sisters, to uphold all kind of manner of variant allegiances, short-sighted standards, corrupt pulpits and thrones, men who would never tell you the whole truth, against the gospel, against the knowledge of him, my brothers and sisters, who comes to teach you again the restoration of all things. Said the kings of the earth, yes, the kings of the earth, taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. How about the knowledge, my brothers and sisters, that would bring forth peace? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about Psalms 2. Psalms 24, Messiah, the King of glory, will come, that no man, my brothers and sisters, anymore swears deceitfully. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the man seek the righteousness that comes from the Holy One of salvation. But none else, my brothers and sisters, shall ascend to the hills of the Most High, who will lift up his soul under vanity or swear deceitfully. And we, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, any man who swears by the holy name not to seek the fullness of his will has indeed, my brothers and sisters, made an oath only to be blamed for the rebelliousness that's in his heart. Messiah said, I make no requests for the worldly, Yohanan, John 17:9, but for those who would receive his word. Shall a man, my brothers and sisters, who has waited for discretion in the world, be prepared to rebel when the truth has come? Granted the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to discern the truth, a man finally should learn how not to lie. Shall he desire, even seek to employ, even seek to be exploited by those who continually teach men that they could be comforted, that they could be made one with the Most High, agreed to the Most High after a multitude of varying standards? That, my brothers and sisters, that presumptuousness makes no sense whatsoever. Most High has declared that his name is true to all and everything that he is. My brothers and sisters, he will not sign any contract that he himself has not written. It means, my brothers and sisters, that no thought in the hearts of men that is not true to his intent will be found worthy of his salvation. Why should the Most High preserve, my brothers and sisters, an obstacle against the truth? It simply does not make sense. He said, let not the double-minded man, how about the man whose thoughts, my brothers and sisters, are still compelled after the multitude of varying allegiances of this world that deny the will of one? Why should the Most High sanction, my brothers and sisters, any such corruption? Why do we think we receive the Holy Spirit? Do you think the contradictions of man or brothers and sisters are a result of the mindset the Most High gives himself? I say think again, my brothers and sisters. I say think again. You know, I find it amazing. There are those who ask the question, if, for instance, Obama, they say, is, for instance, a Christian. Number one, you need to understand that the word Christian, my brothers and sisters, is not of Hebrew origin. It's a polytheist word that upholds all the various ideas, political ideas, variant false gods of Greece and Rome. It's a Greco-Roman word. They believed in one who was anointed after all the various gods of the heathen, that none of the various gods of the heathen be offended. They had no intention, my brothers and sisters, that the people consider the expectation of salvation after one anointed after the spirit of one. And as such, my brothers and sisters, in seeking to preserve a multitude of varying ideals after the thoughts of men, me and my brothers and sisters have been made enemies and adversaries against the one Most High. Remember what the scripture says, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed, against the one truth, seeking to preserve what they call religious freedom after a multitude of varying ideals which cannot possibly be the gospel. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, the real question is, should be asked, if any of the rulers of this world trust in him who is indeed the Holy One of Israel and his Messiah. How can you say you believe in him, my brothers and sisters, when you also trust the multitude of illusions that never came forth from his mind or mouth? You think 45,000 denominations teaching something different, my brothers and sisters, is a following after the way of Messiah? I would say then, my brothers and sisters, if you believe such a thing, think again. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The rulers of this earth have conspired, if against, my brothers and sisters, the one way of the Most High that is to reconcile all the minds. And the rulers of this earth, my brothers and sisters, conspired against the Messiah himself, conspired against the Messiah himself, conspired against the Messiah himself, conspired against the Most High. And indeed, my brothers and sisters have conspired against all righteousness. And my brothers and sisters have been conspired zealous, my brothers and sisters, after every manner of altered ideal. Against the only hope. I said against the only hope for peace. It's not according to a multitude of varying standards of men. A hope of peace, my brothers and sisters. The hope of this world issuing forth only the thoughts of its creator. It's not after the preserving of all these differences. What the scriptures say? They who wait for the Most High shall renew his strength, shall renew their strength. Most High has not forgotten his covenant. It is man that must be restored. And he says in Isaiah 41, who has stirred up this righteous one like unto the rising sun, come the sudden rising of the sun to cast out all the darkness, expose all those who hide the light from you, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to subdue all the kings. Malachi said in the third chapter that he comes to expose your rulers because they've told you every manner of corruption is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and he's delighted in such. Kept the truth of the covenant from you. Kept you partial in the law. Like I said, taught you that every man of every idea is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and he delights in such as if the Most High won't sin. The one he calls the Lord of Righteousness. The one for whom you should have been seeking, the one you should have been waiting for, that you no longer, my brothers and sisters, be compelled to lie after a multitude of varying standards which the Most High has not spoken, ratified, nor at any time sanctioned. Why should you seek him, the scripture says, on the Lord whom you seek, or him for whom you should be waiting? My brothers and sisters, so you should learn how not to lie. So you shall learn, my brothers and sisters, in fact, what indeed is conversion unto the will of the one Most High against all the lying doctrines, all the false testimony of leaders who have no intention to teach you the whole word of the Shema, like most command of all. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. You must love, seek him, that you know who it is you love. Find him, that you know who it is you love. Seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Yes, my brothers and sisters, seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. And my brothers and sisters, no man be deceitful against the hope of his brother. This is the love of Yah. The kingdom of Yah, the word for heaven is Shamayim. It means the people of the Shema, the people, my brothers and sisters, who will be true, seeking the Most High for all that he declares, that in all things, my brothers and sisters, we might be one. It is the rebelliousness
Yes, my brothers and sisters, the rebelliousness that we see in this world. Men wanting to call themselves righteous after the variant born of this world's standards. Never having been oriented to the greater truth, desires to call themselves wise after standards, my brothers and sisters, that preserve thoughts that should never enter the kingdom of Yah. Man desires to call himself righteous after his own mind, refusing, my brothers and sisters, to respect the need to seek the Most High in the highest essence of his will. Men, my brothers and sisters, refusing to understand what it means. When the scriptures tell us, yes, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures tell us, and we should be wise to understand this. The thoughts of Most High, Psalm 92:5-6, are very deep, but the brutish man will not understand this. My brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is line upon line, precept upon precept, according to Isaiah 28. And the reason why there are so many contentions in this world is because men oftentimes not seeking the word deeply enough to understand the purpose for which the Most High spoke it has resulted in men, my brothers and sisters, walking all manner of variant paths. Not realizing, my brothers and sisters, where they fall short, not willing to understand it, seeking to please themselves rather than Yah. Here, my brothers and sisters, it says the brutish man, the beastly man, the man who won't reason deeply enough will not seek to understand where he falls short, that he might even repent. This rebelliousness on the heart of men, on the part of men, my brothers and sisters, this rebelliousness, has resulted in all the various standards after which men have contentiously lied against the Creator, and most, my brothers and sisters, unwilling to repent. Unwilling, my brothers and sisters, upon, even if they recognize the truth, unwilling to repent, rather than allow men to understand where the foundation of their reason, of their reasoning has been faulty. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. Psalms 49. How about Psalms 49:8? What does it say? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern. Redemption of the soul is a precious thing. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? What do we think that redemption is? My brothers and sisters, the redemption of the soul is the awakening of the mind beyond every misconception as blind as the minds and hearts of men. We should seek redemption, my brothers and sisters, that we not see corruption. For listen to what it says in 49:10. Man will see that wise men often die. Likewise, the fool and the brutish person perish and leave their wealth to others. Well, my brothers and sisters, this is talking about those who do not discern, my brothers and sisters, what is worthy. Who do not discern what is worthy unto an inheritance. I want you to think about it, as I said to you before. When man disobeyed the Most High in the garden, he was kicked off the land. Shall man inherit it, my brothers and sisters, with an imperfect thought? Genesis 17, Most High told Abraham he would inherit the land if he sought the perfect will of Yah. Galatians 3 talks about Abraham inheriting the land. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Galatians 3 talks about Abraham and his seed inheriting the land. He said he would inherit the world. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand that inheriting a place safety in this world is not after any manner of errant thought whatsoever. If we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the inheritance of this world is not to those who would abuse it. It's not to those, my brothers and sisters, who would divide it after a multitude of partial standards. Like I said, partialities, pollutions and partialities create many divisions, many irrationalities, all manner of contentions. The purity and completion offers one choice, and that one choice, my brothers and sisters, is what the Most High desires for his people, that they might have peace. That's why he said, go forth and teach all nations everything. Everything he commanded. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what this means. It means the Jew and Gentile both are... Did you hear me? The Jew and Gentile are both commanded that they must seek all that is the pure, perfect will of Yah. Messiah said the greatest commandment of all. He said the greatest commandment of all is Hear, O Israel, Mark 12:29-30. Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. We must all seek him for all that is his will, that we all too be one. May we all realize his will, my brothers and sisters, with one accord. For my brothers and sisters are people who cannot agree as one, who cannot become that invariant light to a wavering world, cannot show forth, my brothers and sisters, to the world what indeed is the blessing of the One Most High. So it's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, since the gospel went forth to the nations, to consecrate the nations after the pure, perfect will of Yah, how then, my brothers and sisters, dare men say that the grace of Yah disavows divine law? That's insanity. But the grace of Yah gives, my brothers and sisters, the capacity of man to discern how to repent, how to become wise, according to the fullness of all the Most High has intended, that all things he created, my brothers and sisters, might be harmonized. You hear me, my brothers and sisters? All things, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has already set in order. Man might not disturb that order. And man might be a steward in harmony with all creation. And my brothers and sisters, that lack of contradiction, that is life and nothing else. Again, 1 Corinthians 3. The people function with any envying, strife, or contentions among them. It is carnal. It is not after the Spirit. The Spirit would teach all men one way. We have to understand 2 Kefer in the second chapter. He talked about the false prophets that would come amongst us. How many understand the word for false prophet? The ones who stand against the way of peace, the pure, perfect will of Yah. False prophet, my brothers and sisters, the word for false is also the same thing as falling short. Testimony is short of the mark. A multitude of fallen short testimonies, men being prideful after them, can only bring forth a multitude of divisions. There can never be peace. The Holy Spirit, you say, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. My brothers and sisters, if all were true to that Spirit, seeking the fullness of the will of Yah, no contentions among us, no carnal contentions. My brothers and sisters, there can only be peace. The world we live in has said somehow that by the grace of Yah, all this adversarial thinking, all this rebellion is somehow to be counted acceptable, excusable. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it. If there were allowed all these variant patterns of thoughts in the kingdom of Yah, or if these were allowed in the world for those who say they have converted, what would be the reason for sending forth the gospel at all? Man has to realize that for salvation's sake, every thought, every lie the men have taught, to deny that word that is continuous from the beginning, every word the men have taught against that pure, perfect word, every lie the men have believed that has been an obstacle against understanding, must be eradicated from the mind. They shall not be allowed, my brothers and sisters. I said shall not be allowed. None of these errant things, patterns of thought should be allowed in the kingdom of Yah. And if your 45,000 denominations have forgotten what the scriptures have to say, Isaiah said, if you die without the, Romans said, if you die without the law, you perish without the law. He said, unless you believe that I am he whose testimony is from above, after the pure, perfect will of him who is from above, without contradictions. He said you would die in your sins. Does that mean, my brothers and sisters, you can just simply believe that his word is without contradiction and hold on to contradictions against him and still be delivered? Think again. You seek the Messiah, my brothers and sisters, that you not be left inviolable after the corruptions, the fault, the error, the irrationalities, my brothers and sisters, that have divided this world against man, man against man, and man against his creator. Like I said, the scripture says we must reason together. We must ask the Most High. If we see ever, it is our duty, if ever we see any divisions among us, it is our duty. To seek the Most High so that we can humble ourselves before his counsel. That we can discern what is missing in our thinking, that we might be one. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The truth is simply what it is. Even in Isaiah 27th chapter, it is written that those who find redemption will find that it's those who have sought to do his perfect work. How about Daniel 12 and 10? Those who sought to do his perfect work shall understand in the time when knowledge shall be increased. It talks about those who had sought him in the night, souls that yearned for the truth of him in the night. These are the ones who would understand. And what would even they say? I'm talking about Isaiah 26, 7 through 13. They would say that other lords have had dominion over us, but now by thee and thee only will we make mention of thy name. Our brothers and sisters, that means that men will seek beyond all false rulers, with every fall, whoever's fallen standard it may be. To follow after him, who shall indeed preach the gospel. All that is required under the kingdom of the one Most High, who said, all power, all the precepts of the kingdom of on high has been given unto me. Teach all nations everything that he commanded. Did he say, my brothers and sisters, that seeking to uphold anything less will still be viable? Shall a man resist the Most High on any point and still be delivered? Think again. ₹45,000 denominations, opposing all manner of contentious thoughts, differences, my brothers and sisters, belief, must be a pack of lies in the midst, and have dared to go forth and tell the people, even in their funerals, in the dying day, my brothers and sisters, tell folks that they've been delivered, that they've been saved, that they're gone off to the Father. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The only heaven that man will inhabit ultimately will be that kingdom, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will establish upon this earth at the hands of those whose minds he has consecrated. Isaiah 58:12-14 said, those who keep his Shabbats, that means those who seek his perfect will, because that's the purpose of the Shabbat. That's why it's a seven-day completion. He said, they shall rebuild the old ruins and the desolation of many generations. They shall be filled with the inheritance of Jacob their father, who sought all that is divine will, for the mouth of the Most High has spoken it. Did he say then, my brothers and sisters, the men shall enter his kingdom whose will is not perfect toward the purpose of Yah? Those who love his will, those who love his righteousness, the scripture says they will seek after him. My brothers and sisters, they wait the day when he will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. What it means, my brothers and sisters, you should have always been looking forward to him, who will teach you, in fact, what is conversion beyond all the multitude of misconceits, partial standards, corrupt doctrines, I said multitudes of various denominationalisms, my brothers and sisters, which cannot by any means bring forth the peace that is the only offering of this earth the Most High can accept. Or do you dare to think, my brothers and sisters, that the pure, perfect word of Yah could offer unto the Most High, accomplishing all that for which it was sent, anything less than a pure and perfect peace? I say, think again. Please, my brothers and sisters, think again. Why should the Most High want this world divided after a multitude of rulers who would deny him? I see Psalms 2. The kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against, how about the knowledge of Yah and his Messiah? The scripture says they will come. I think he will declare to the kings, "Be wise, O the king, O ye kings. Be instructed, O judges of the earth. Kiss the sun, lest he be angry, and you perish from his way, while his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are they who put their trust in him." My brothers and sisters, most have been so beguiled by the varying ideas of their rulers that my brothers and sisters were the truth right there in front of them. They believed for a long time the Most High would show favor on all the thoughts of a devil, believing that the Most High, as much as men have loved lies, that the Most High loved them too. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand that a lie can never give honor to the Most High. Only your faith in the truth. When scripture says saved by grace through faith, it means your faith in the will of one is unto your salvation. What about if you were taught the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, that would bring you to a perfect knowledge of his will, and you would resist it, desires to be justified after a lesser standard? Should the Most High be pleased with this? I say, think again, my brothers and sisters. I say, think again. Most High will offer the hope of inheritance to all the nations. But remember, my brothers and sisters, among the Gentiles who will attain to that inheritance, what does it say in Isaiah 14:1-5? He says they shall be captives whose captives they will take captives them whose captives they were. My brothers and sisters said the Gentiles shall add to the house of Jacob. But my brothers and sisters, that means that the Gentile nations must come to that very self-same law that shall restore Israel as a nation. Look at Isaiah 11. Look at Jeremiah 30-31. Look at Ezekiel, my brothers and sisters, 47:21-23. All these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, say the Gentiles shall have inheritance with Israel. But that's, my brothers and sisters, conforming to the law which the Most High gave Israel. And there is no other. There is no other inheritance for the righteous. You must understand. Zechariah 9 says you speak peace to the nation. That means one standard to all. Romans 8. Carnal mind is enmity against the law of Yah. Well, carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, oriented after the varying ideals of men, misoriented after the various ideals of men. Scripture says, if you walk after the carnal mind against the will of one, you die. But if you subdue the flesh by the Spirit, you shall live. So what else does it mean then, my brothers and sisters, but that transcending carnal mind after the Spirit of the one, we must all, my brothers and sisters, eliminate the thoughts of the one. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is a contentiousness, rebelliousness, an evil thought that the Most High will not allow. Nor could he ever, my brothers and sisters, sanction or ratify as worthy unto his kingdom. It's time we understand the reality. Isaiah 41, particularly Isaiah 41:21-42:4, relates, my brothers and sisters, an absolute abomination for man even to draw a hasty and a faulty conclusion. multitude of your rulers, my brothers and sisters, teaching something different, cannot possibly have taught the full word that is the gospel. Purity and completion offers one choice. Most High will expose them all. Isaiah 52 says that the kings of the earth shall be silenced before him when he causes the people to consider what they have not considered. So who's prepared to trust the testimony of my brothers and sisters? The Messiah brings the testimony that the rulers never preached and the people never heard, but those who will be rational, reasonable, my brothers and sisters, to realize, as I said before, purity and completion offers one choice. And the Most High, my brothers and sisters, can only sanction the word that is true, his own thoughts, his own mind, his own conception. The only law that is just before the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is his own. Like I said, I've said it many times in this show. Many times have I said it. But to know what is written and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, you need to understand that so many times men have not understood, reading the scriptures, have not understood why the Most High spoke what he said, under what purpose. And many have been led grossly astray. Many not understand the Most High desires peace by consecrating all the nations and all the people under one allegiance. Many not understanding that, my brothers and sisters, have believed that they could uphold a multitude of corrupt standards and yet inherit some place in the land. Did you ever consider Isaiah 60, verse 1 through 12? Most High is about to reveal an invariant light of pure truth to the whole world. And the nation that will not walk according to that pure invariant light shall perish. It means that all nations must be conformed to the mind of one. No, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not intend to preserve in the earth the variant misruling standards of your leaders, my brothers and sisters, will keep you, will compel you to feel that the Most High could be pleased with all the various differences of opinion and thought among us. It's time we understand the reality. So the Most High, my brothers and sisters, uphold all the variant standards, the partial and polluted standards that have maintained hatred and warfare in this world. Think about it. It is something other than a love for Yah as he is that brought all these divisions in the first place. I said it's something other than the pure, perfect knowledge of the will of Yah that brought all these divisions in the first place. Should the Most High, my brothers and sisters, maintain the divisiveness of man, the short-sighted standards of man, my brothers and sisters, where only hate against the perfect will of Yah has been preserved? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. It's insane, but man turned away from the Most High unto a multitude of variant standards wrought of hatred against his perfect will. My brothers and sisters, men have called it hate that you don't preserve the corruptions. How deceived can that be, my brothers and sisters? Men have not understood what this demon, they call the devil, has done. Cause me and my brothers and sisters to think they have peace by converging together after multitude of errant standards. I think about Isaiah 8th chapter, 9th verse, 9 and 8. And it is a time, it's an Armageddon-like situation that's being related, scenario that's being related there. Most High, his people, are speaking to those of Babylon, telling the nations that they may gather together. In other words, all the misrepresented standards of the nations. They may gather together. But my brothers and sisters, they say, though they may gather together and conspire, he says, if you make a plan, behold, it shall yet be broken. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he said, the people who gather together against the plan of the Most High shall be broken. For Yah is with us. It talks about Messiah saying that his people must Bind all the testimonies, seal all the law, and not call a covenant all these partial and polluted standards that seem wise among the nations. He says those who will seek his whole word will be a sign and a wonder among all the peoples. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, he said, if anyone does not have this invariant, pure, perfect light, my brothers and sisters, there's no light in them. There's pure, perfect light of truth. There's no light in them. My brothers and sisters, they are the children of darkness. Think about it. And he says, those who will come to that perfect will shall awaken to the mind and to the righteousness, the salvation, my brothers and sisters, him who was called the Prince of Peace. And remember, I told you before so many times, the word for peace is also the word for perfection. My brothers and sisters, that's the complete will of Yah, the world shall have peace. Most of the partialities, men calling themselves wise thereafter, has only been a trick to cause men to love, my brothers and sisters, the perversity of sin itself. It's time we must awaken to discern beyond this illusion. The reason why the scripture says Messiah will come in the last days, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of Yah upon their brows. In other words, till we have refined them, as it says in Isaiah 48, to finally be able to give my brothers and sisters unto the Most High in his holy name the glory that the Most High deserves. That means he will magnify the law and make it honorable unto a standard found worthy before the Most High. For he said, my brothers and sisters, he knew surely the people would lie, but they, in order to enter his kingdom, they must be refined. Babylon, all misrepresentation, must be exposed to the foolishness that it is. Scripture says Messiah will come saying from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was there, might relate the constancy of the Holy Word as it was declared from the beginning, eternal. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, has been the way of life. Wherever men have walked after patterns, errant, deviant, away from initial divine intent, my brothers and sisters, it's not possible they could function together rationally or reasonably, cooperatively under peace. And it was not the salvation of man. The salvation of man, my brothers and sisters, is all minds conforming to the will of one. And in the day of wrath, every errant thought and all those who were preserved, then, my brothers and sisters, will fall in the judgment. As I said before, do we dare to believe the Most High will seal and confirm as stable, as to having a stabilizing effect in his kingdom, the thoughts of another? Think again. Think again. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. I said it's time we understand. The Most High said he would send in the last days one called Shiloh out of the tribe of Judah, Genesis 49. And the scriptures speak again and again, brothers and sisters, this one is a lawgiver, shall regather the people, and all shall gather unto him. Shall they gather unto him, my brothers and sisters, after all the various ideas, faulty standards, my brothers and sisters, already learned among the nations? Or must they all then, my brothers and sisters, realize what is written? I shall wait for and seek after his law. That there might, my brothers and sisters, be one understanding, even one understanding under peace. Men not knowing the gospel, not knowing the full, pure, perfect word, have felt they've had rights to land and resources, even to the land of others, to control the minds of others. While they still yet preserve, my brothers and sisters, what they refuse to recognize is their unrighteousness. Men, not knowing what indeed is the full, perfect standard of the Most High, have felt like they had a right to control men, resources, and the minds of others, whoever would inhabit the land, while they themselves, my brothers and sisters, would never bring forth spiritually a true offering unto which the Most High can be pleased. The liberation of man, my brothers and sisters, is the world made subject to one who comes that be performed on earth all that pleases Yah. Then would there be no obstacle against the knowledge, against the command and the instruction of the Most High. Then, my brothers and sisters, shall there be peace. None shall hurt it all in his holy mouth, and he said. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, all the nations shall seek after the will of one, and his rest and his peace shall be honorable, shall be glorious. All along, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, Isaiah 44, Messiah must prove foolish, falling short, fleshly, all the carnal standards after which the nations have been divided. All must walk after a good shepherd, my brothers and sisters, who established Jerusalem, a city of peace. Isaiah 44, we're talking about. A city of peace upon a strong foundation, exposing, my brothers and sisters, every crooked path. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, after the anointing of the Most High, I said again, after the anointing of the Most High, showing men beyond every crooked path, and revealing again, my brothers and sisters, all the truths of the Most High that the rulers of the earth have sought to hide and keep hidden from men. For if man knew these truths, they would know the truth, and that truth would have set them free from all those, my brothers and sisters, who, blinding them against discerning what they should have known, have kept them from being able to be counted among those worthy to attend, my brothers and sisters, at the Council of Reason. There's a reason why ancient Israel had bar and bat mitzvahs. Everyone was to prove that they understood well enough the law to prove, my brothers and sisters, they're worthy to be part of, let's just say, the community. And that discerning the law of the Most High, having a knowledge of the law of the Most High, all that was necessary to reconcile issues between them, is that, my brothers and sisters, it be called and recounted to them all that's written in the law of the Most High collectively and all its implications, that men should discern, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is justice. But my brothers and sisters, if we will not seek that fullness, my brothers and sisters, that means man is rebellious against the peace and desires to preserve his selfish ambition, my brothers and sisters, mocks even the Most High himself. Look at Isaiah 56:9-57:14. Cause all your leaders dogs that won't bark, having no understanding, more concerned about their own quarter, their pulpits and thrones, the avocations, my brothers and sisters, exploiting the people, comforting them, if you will, in their vanities. Hey, my brothers and sisters, willing to tell them everything's all right when it's so wrong. Like a pastor told me one time, if the people are willing to buy it, they're willing to sell it. It's not about the truth. They're about defending their denominations and their pulpits and their thrones and their places of authority. They seem to be zealous for Yah. But my brothers and sisters, their avocation is learning how to be convincing. You, my brothers and sisters, must discern then what Messiah meant when in effect at 5:14-24 he said your righteousness must deceive that of all your rulers. If you uphold all the variant standards of all your rulers, my brothers and sisters, when will you cease to be confused? He said, if you don't exceed all these variant standards of your rulers who deny the invariant light that is the law and the prophets, if you don't discern, my brothers and sisters, what are the law and the prophets, the light, the wisdom, the knowledge of Yah, the peace of the Most High, if you don't discern what the rulers won't tell you, my brothers and sisters, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. What did the scripture say in Hebrews 3-4, a people who will not know his ways will not enter into his rest. Hardly, my brothers and sisters, men just simply presuming they know the way have so often, my brothers and sisters, running from the truth. I said, my brothers and sisters, so often running from the truth. I believe that somehow that with this rebellion, Most High could be pleased. I put in the open splash screen to the show intro. There's a need to look at Ezekiel 20:35-38. It's most evident, according to those scriptures, the Most High is going to bring all people under the rod of his discipline, unto the bond of his covenant. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in the Aramaic, it actually reads the idea that men will not seek him perfectly, to do his perfect will. They don't even call upon his name, because he will surely purge out the rebels from the midst of his people, and the rebels shall not enter into the kingdom of Yah, and men shall know then in that day. It's not the thoughts of men that enter, my brothers and sisters, what is appeasing after the thoughts of Yah. Why don't your leaders tell you this so you would know that you must seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, seeking to be prepared in the day of judgment to be able to stand before Him, proving, my brothers and sisters, your mind is disciplined and that the irrational thought has no place in your conscience, knowing that it can only, in the end, bring a fruition. I, my brothers and sisters, corrupt, immature, unstable. Most High desires to look upon this earth, my brothers and sisters, after a pattern of thought with which He can be pleased. The variant thoughts of men cannot do this. His thoughts are line upon line, precept upon precept. It's a pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, according to Isaiah 28, will give rest to the land. Peace to all the lands. A word line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring of line to the plummet. And not according, let's just put it like this here, not according to what seems wise to men. But the scripture says, the worship about the precepts and doctrines of men, blind lead the blind, they all fall in the pit. Compared to Micah 15:6-9, Isaiah 29, hey, men's thoughts being after the precepts and doctrines of men, and men not recognizing this corruption, my brothers and sisters could never be worthy under the kingdom of Yah. Men knowing what is said, not knowing why it's said, my brothers and sisters, causes many to think the word saying one thing when it says another, men walking alternate paths and not wanting to recognize they had been deceived. The end result, my brothers and sisters, has not been a correcting of affairs. And my brothers and sisters, that correction of affairs must occur. But many have not even desired to know how it shall. There's an article on my website called The Secret City Prophecy. You'll find them at hiddengospel.com, hiddengospel.com/secret-city. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, you must understand what the Most High has foretold will finally bring His people back to Him. My brothers and sisters, everybody's seeking to do things their own way, desires to believe whatever they will, declare whatever standard they will, have forgotten what the scriptures have to say. Hosea 4 says the Most High have a controversy with His people. They're so busy listening to their leaders, they won't listen to Him. Should the Most High be pleased with that? So if you forsake His law is one, compelling all His people to agree is one. He said you forsake your children. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High pleased with the thoughts of another? Hosea 11 says the people have taken counsel together among themselves, backsliding against Him. He says, how should I deliver you then, O Ephraim and O Israel? My brother says he didn't say their deliverance was after their own thoughts. Time to understand the reality. Jeremiah 23, he saw him profaning the mind and the thoughts and the words of his people. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says you don't mix wheat with the chaff. It means you get a pure word and you maintain it in its purity. Whoever will not do this, he said, I will utterly uproot you, says the Most High. What makes people think that their thoughts corrupted up the idea of another is the work of the Holy Spirit? I say think again. Because men have abused the words of the scriptures, seeking self-justification after what seems wise in their own minds. And our brothers and sisters, men selfish in their ambitions, have all stood against the way of peace, upholding, as the scripture says, damnable heresies. Divisions, my brothers and sisters, against the will of the one. So men falling after their carnality, what seems wise in their own hearts. I didn't say after what my brothers and sisters revealed by the Spirit of Yah. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, think about it. Carnal mind will not be preserved. How can it be salvation? Mind that resists seeking the fullness of the will of Yah, how can it be salvation? We each have an obligation to seek the whole word of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that we be able to agree. How shall people who don't seek what is agreement? How shall they ever know what is salvation from the carnal mind? Time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. We must discern the perfect will of Yah, that there be a steadfastness in our minds and hearts, a zeal to preserve the truth. Wherein, my brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, we all discern the reality. I said, we all at last discern the reality. Might my brothers and sisters all discern the reality, might have peace. Because men abuse the words of the scripture seeking self-justification. My brothers and sisters, this has been mass provocation. Not the steadfast as the Most High said with which he could be pleased. Say, beware lest any man beguile you after the principle of the world and not after the Messiah. The Apostle Kepha, they called Peter, said in Paul's word was some things so difficult to understand, those who are wicked, ignorant, and unstable. Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High desires, will pervert the meaning of these scriptures, causing many of my brothers and sisters to fall from their steadfastness after the era of the lawless. Do you really think 45,000 denominations have been a result, has ushered forward the result of what we see in the world today, all these multitude of differences? Holy Spirit converts all after the will of one. How then do all these divisions exist and are still expanding? I dare say the scriptures tell us in Psalm 14, Psalm 53, Isaiah 59, that when Messiah appears, so the whole world is gone, my brothers and sisters, far from the sanity of the will of one. Messiah comes to the whole world has fallen short of what indeed is divine justice. The Messiah comes to restore that conscience. And my brothers and sisters, since he comes as a man, who's going to be wise enough to respect him? Isaiah 50, he says, he would come saying, why when I came was there no man? When I spoke was there none to answer? Behold, in my rebuke I drive the seas and make sackcloth their covering. I make rivers, canals that emit a stench. My brothers and sisters, can men survive if the universe itself no longer cooperates? Most have been patient for a very long time, but it's evident things are changing. But the change in the wind, my brothers and sisters, who is willing to be true to the Most High and all that he decrees, that all the nations might become obedient to him in word and deed. I know, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we see the reality going on. So many games, my brothers and sisters, many games that people play. There's no contentiousness in the mind of God. Check out my brothers and sisters. Articles on my website like Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Find out, my brothers and sisters, what the early church knew. The only offer the Most High can accept is peace and a mind conformed to his own. Knowing this, my brothers and sisters, I said knowing this, the leaders of this earth sought to hide the truth that they maintain, my brothers and sisters, all manner of corruption. So whoever one, my brothers and sisters, wants to win the truth, let them ask of the Most High with a sincere heart. He will not be deceived, and he will not be a deceiver to his brother. And y'all, my brothers and sisters, under that heart will all for mercy. For my brothers and sisters, he said, make no requests, even any form of mercy upon those who refuse to reason, who refuse to listen. What do you do with the people who are anyone who won't listen? Shall they be allowed to contend forever? Shall they be allowed to argue and defend illusions? Insanity forever. It's time, brothers and sisters, we see the reality. Why is it that somebody has to create a game and somebody's got to win and somebody's got to lose? Why can't there be harmony? Like I said, the greatest gift the Most High gives is cooperation that men might love trust, love and trust, harmonize together, and prove, my brothers and sisters, that where the kingdom of God established, they would all work for the mutual good of one another beyond all the obstacles that have played havoc on human conscience. For indeed, as I said before, rebellious mind, think about it, if it doesn't want to know the truth, how can it ever offer the Most High what is pleasing to him? I pray for those who will hear, my brother and sister. Yes, I do. And I will tell you again, no thought at a variance against the initial thought and consummate plan of the Creator. No variant thought against his initial thought, plan, and ideals can ever be the truth. Many oftentimes, as I said before, men are not looking deeply enough. When the truth is found, they might be surprised. My brothers and sisters, finding those who are indeed of a like mind to seek all that is divine will is advisable. Iron, my brothers and sisters, sharpens iron. My brothers and sisters, let's always be wise to seek the truth for the blessing of one another. But this is the ultimate command. Like I said, to know what is said and not know why it is said, men missing the point, arguing against one another, saying that they are wise. But yet, my brothers and sisters, all far from it. Who's willing to hear then him who comes to set things straight? Set all things again in order. The scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, and to the glory of his Father every tongue shall confess. Many have not discerned, brothers and sisters, what the scriptures say about Messiah, how he shall appear, what all the prophecies have to say about him. The rulers have preferred that you not know. Why? So they can continue to exploit you and your lack of knowledge. Like I said, what does it say in 2 Kings? He said false prophets had risen in the land, and he said they will continue to arise. People have acted like that's never happened. Like all these various standards, none of them are fallen. Speaking damnable heresies, dividing the people after partial and corrupt divisive standards. That's what it means. Compelling men in their carnality, preserving the rebellion of ages, may have thought that somehow after this, my brother and sister, the Most High could be pleased. Absolutely not. It's time we understand. And the love for Yah, seeking him with all mind, heart, soul, and might, thanking him for the opportunity finally to convert beyond confusion, there's no room for rebellion. I said there's no room for rebellion at that point at all. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always, I would ask you that you surely examine that website of mine, hiddengospel.com, articles like the Secret City Prophecies. Check through the archives of this show, blogtalkradio.com/EDY1. Hey, my brothers and sisters, many shows with much very powerful information, especially in the last week. True, my brothers and sisters, they're undeniable by a rational soul. I say, my brothers and sisters, it would be wise to examine hiddengospel.com, the Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, Gospel of Shiloh. Find out how things got this way and men have begun to love everything that hates Yah. Article there, my brothers and sisters, the Gospel of Shiloh. Remember the prophets. About the article, my brothers and sisters, 70 AD to 365 A.D., Great Tribulation, 70 to 365 A.D. Discern, my brothers and sisters, how an accumulation of unrighteousness, man desires to call himself wise and seeks to be flattered after what indeed, my brothers and sisters, cannot appease Yah, has resulted in much contention, no peace. My brothers and sisters, think about it. With the Most High, he asked me one time, shall man contend against the Most High on even one point and yet live? I knew absolutely not. I'll compel you to understand the same. Discern what it means when he says he will write his laws upon the minds and the hearts, and we should be his people. Again, my brothers and sisters, check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Discern how you can be a blessing to this ministry, for only those who understand the truth that is declared in it can be. Till we speak again, this has been Eddie Meyer, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. I thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. For every ear that he brings near. I be robbed. Out of honor, Yah. Blessed are they who be honest and sincere to understand. Thank Yah for his spirit that makes men rational, reasonable, honorable, righteous. Again,